You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves.
Your daily 10-minute business and finance news wrap for this Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. The Australian share market finished flat today. The details with Mark Gardner from MPC Markets. But first is some economic news, and that's of inflation, which rose 1% in the March quarter. That's more than expected to be up 3.6% for the year. And while inflation is easing annually, it's not easing as fast as expected. For more, I spoke with Devika Shivadekar, an economist at RSM Australia. Devika, to start off, to what extent are today's inflation numbers a surprise and why?
Ricardo, if we look at the numbers, they're not really surprising considering consensus was at 3.5% and actual growth was 3.6% year on year. The sequential increase was higher than market expectations, but it was largely driven by seasonal price adjustments in key sectors. What is concerning and surprising in today's print, though, is the extent to which rebates are keeping prices muted in critical areas, and overall inflation continues to remain much higher than the RBA's comfort levels.
What kind of things are keeping consumer prices high?
So for this quarter, we saw significant upward yearly price adjustments in sectors such as education and health, while insurance costs continue to increase. We've been seeing that for a couple of quarters now. More broadly, the housing market is key as rental prices continue to be a pressure point, and it is unlikely to change anytime soon, considering we are facing extremely low vacancy rates. New dwelling prices were driven up by some hopeful home buyers anticipating a rate cut by the RBA and trying to get into the market ahead of it to avoid competition, in addition to higher labor and material costs, which continue to keep the pressure sustained.
So on the flip side, what kind of prices are coming down? What's coming off the boil?
Well, food prices continue to moderate. Particularly in this quarter, we saw meat and seafood, which saw fall in prices, and some imported goods such as footwear, clothing accessories, furniture and household appliances also continue to trend down.
How does all of this compare with the rest of the world? Because isn't inflation taking longer to come down around the world, not just in Australia now?
You're right, but what makes us different, or rather what we are also facing, are two key domestic events in the months ahead that risk stoking inflation higher for us. Number one is the federal budget, which is likely to be quite stimulatory considering the government seeks to support struggling households, and tax cuts, which in principle will increase income significantly for low-income earners who have traditionally been spenders rather than savers.
So finally, what are the implications for interest rates as a result of this?
Well, there's no doubt that the rate cuts are looking increasingly likely to be pushed further out now. Our base case is for the RBA to pivot and deliver its first cut in 3Q24, but we acknowledge that it's quite ambitious and there is an increasing risk that it gets pushed into the last quarter, or rather the tail end and early 2025. In fact, I do not expect any change in the policy rate at the next meeting, and in fact think the new set of forecasts in the updated statement on monetary policy in May will reflect increasing concerns of a delayed return of inflation to target levels.
Devika Shivadekar from RSM Australia.
Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
To the Australian share market now, where the S&P ASX 200 ended flat, down just 0.01%, although the market did open stronger and lost those gains right after the inflation numbers. For more, I spoke with Mark Gardner, CEO at MPC Markets.
Initially, we were buoyed by the rise in Tesla in the earnings reports overnight, basically out of the US, but essentially, after the inflation data at 11:30, we saw the market drift off the highs. It bounced a little bit mid-afternoon, and then it's just sort of revisiting the lows into the close here.
Which sectors of the market were hit and why?
The interest rate-sensitive sectors of the market, like consumer discretionary, the likes of JB Hi-Fi, and Premier Investments, etc., that has Peter Alexander, and real estate were hit the most. They were down around about 1.5% to 2% today. Obviously, that higher for longer mantra now that's going to have to come from the Reserve Bank and has been echoed by many a Fed speaker over the last month or so is really starting to hit home. So that disposable income is really going to start disappearing from consumers.
That's interesting. As you mentioned, the US Fed has seemed to suggest that rates could stay higher for longer because of inflation staying high in the US. Now we're seeing that inflation result a bit stronger in Australia too, following the rest of the world. What's the market's response been in terms of when we can expect the next rate cut then?
I think it gets pushed out a little. However, look, in Australia, we're far more sensitive to interest rates staying high for longer because we've got that variable rate on the mortgages particularly. Whereas in the US, you still see, because of the 30-year fix, you still see the average mortgage rate down around the 3.5% to 4% mark, whereas obviously in Australia, mortgage rates being about 90% variable realistically have gone, have headed back higher. So we will have more of an effect here, and more, particularly on the bottom line, and obviously our rate of leverage from personal income to debt ratio is much higher than the US as well. So I would say that the RBA will be trying to hang on until the Fed looks like they're going to ease, because they're sort of held hostage by what the US does. But you know, sooner rather than later here, hopefully.
So what's the reaction, or what does it all mean for the Australian dollar?
Australian dollar's been relatively, well, very weak, realistically, over the last couple of weeks. We saw a bounce after the inflation data back up to around about 65.25, and it was fairly short-lived just due to the fact that we've got US advanced GDP and PCE inflation indicators later in the week. And realistically, we're more of a reflection of what the US dollar is doing rather than a master of our own destinies. So if we see some strength in those US numbers, I think you'll probably see the Aussie dollar drift off back again down towards that sort of 64.50 area. So, we're really held hostage by what the US dollar is doing more than anything else.
Any company news you're keeping an eye on today?
Obviously, there was rumours around Cleanaway Waste yesterday with a takeover bid from Seven Group. That's been denied, so they've given back about 11% today. It was generally just broad moves, to be honest. A couple of the gold miners had their quarterly updates, like Santa Barbara. They rallied around about 3% to 4%. And Mineral Resources, I believe, and Fortescue both had slight misses on production and were down a couple of a percent as well. So, but nothing particularly major. Nick Scali also announced that acquisition of Fab Furniture in the UK in a fairly complicated sort of debt and refurbishment deal overall, which is going to cost them around about 50-odd million. So, which is a pretty big sort of departure from their, you know, from their founder-led Australian, Australian-based business.
And finally, in this environment then, where do you see the opportunities for investors?
We're still seeing opportunities in the defensive sectors. That recent rain in Western New South Wales, it's really, I think, secured winter crops. So we're seeing, the likes of Elders, GrainCorp and things, and new farmers, decent opportunities. There's some M&A whispers and rumours going on in the healthcare sector. Ramsay Healthcare jumped the other day as well. So, you know, those more needs rather than wants sectors are where we're sort of seeing good opportunity. And also gold as well. The miners have really lagged the actual gold price in recent times. And that divergence is at sort of around about a decade wide. So I think we'll probably start to see those miners play a little bit of catch up, and the gold price as well will be supported by, you know, the fiscal ill discipline from the US government in an election year, and obviously the continued Middle East tensions as well.
That's Mark Gardner there from MPC Markets.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.